Well, Australian citizens who go overseas to join terrorist groups could soon be barred from returning home for up to 2 years under yet more anti-terror laws the federal government plans to introduce tomorrow. But it's not yet clear whether the bill has the numbers to pass the parliament, and critics warn it could be unconstitutional. Our political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
In the wake of yesterday's counter-terror raids in Sydney, the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the threat is clear.
200 police have been working on this one case for the last 12 months, and we need to be mindful that, you know, we've got the best security and intelligence agencies in the world, but these people want to do us harm. For us, we're dealing with people who have now acquired the skill of putting together an IED, have worked with ISIL, and have a right to come back to our country, and we need to protect our citizens.
Peter Dutton wants new laws passed that would give him the power to delay an Australian foreign fighter's return to the country. He says that would give authorities more time to gather evidence. The government outlined this idea last year, but it was labelled an unconstitutional dog's breakfast by the Law Council, and the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security put forward 18 recommendations. It's not clear whether the government agrees with those changes, but Peter Dutton says the bill will now include an appeals process, and he insists constitutional concerns have been addressed.
Well, we've got in place the appropriate ability for people to appeal it, but my job is to keep Australians safe, right?
Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally says the opposition is open-minded, but it wants more information.
We are ready and willing to work with the government, but we need to see that legislation. Okay. We need to see the government's responses.
University of Sydney constitutional law expert Helen Irving says the committee's recommendations are reassuring if they've been adopted, but she thinks the substance of the bill is still a problem.
First of all Australian citizens have a constitutional right to return to Australia without having to obtain a licence or a clearance from the executive. It is in the nature of Australian citizenship.
She says the parliament should reject it.
Well, I think the bill itself is unconstitutional, and it's, unless it has been amended significantly, even in the form recommended by the committee, it will, I think, run into constitutional problems. And I would hope that the Parliament would take that seriously rather than just passing the bill and effectively saying, well, we'll just see if it gets challenged in the High Court, whether it stands or falls.
Counter-terrorism expert Isaac Kafir from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute is also concerned, but for different reasons.
I still think that from a policy perspective, from a practical perspective, having those individuals return to Australia where we can debrief them and de-radicalise them and even get them to speak to potential individuals who are on the process of becoming violent extremists would be much more effective.
And while the government says the new laws are based on an existing model in the United Kingdom, Mr. Kafir says that system isn't inspiring either.
We're still gathering evidence from the British case. I mean, the most recent one was the case of Shamima Begum. So the Home Secretary had revoked her citizenship only to have the Bangladeshi government basically say that she's not entitled to a Bangladeshi citizenship. So she's effectively been made stateless, which is contrary to the legal requirement in the United Kingdom. So she remains in an unclear status. In the meantime, she's obviously lost her third child because she was in the refugee camps. So in the case of the UK, it didn't work particularly well.
The government will introduce the bill tomorrow.
Alexandra Beach reporting.